as far as menopause goes, it's still a total taboo subject.
I think even Mother Nature is going through menopause. Her hot flashes are just called global warming.
That's what we're here to break, and we have to keep our humor. Otherwise, we might go crazy.
That is the voice of Rochelle Weitzner. She's the CEO and founder of Pause Well Aging. It's a brand new skincare brand specific to women going through the three stages of menopause. And you're going to meet Rochelle today. I got to meet her doing something very fun. I know we were talking about menopause, one of the last taboo topics, it seems.
In my family, we never said the word menopause. It was always going through the change.
I didn't even know that the words menopause would have anything to do with my life right now. I never heard anyone talk about this ever.
We all get that talk about getting your period, but after that, no one talks to you about menopause. I had no idea what to expect. When that first hot flash hit me, I panicked.
But boy, did we have fun laughing about some of our experiences. Rochelle got together with Caroline's on Broadway. Now, you've heard me talking about Caroline's on Broadway. I am fortunate enough to perform there. The way they describe it is like what Madison Square Garden is to NBA players. Caroline's on Broadway is to comics. So Rochelle and Caroline get together and throw this party, basically, a comedy party, four of us comedian women of a certain age talking about menopause. That was a great chance for us comics to come up with some new material. But it was also a chance for all of us women of a certain age to talk about something that a lot of folks just don't talk about. Menopause. Yeah, I said it. And I know some of you are squirming in your seat. But wait till you hear some of the jokes and stories that we came up with during that show. But I want you to meet Rochelle, because here is a woman who's doing that thing that we love to talk about, reinventing yourself, coming up with a brand new product, and it all happened in a flash. Literally, a menopausal flash. And she said she had to do something about it, including laugh.
There's not enough humor in the beauty industry today. There's such a stigma around women having to be put into these boxes about what they need to look like, what they need to sound like, what they need to be. And laughter is a really good way of letting women know what you're going through is normal. And you can make fun of it and you can make light of it.
Having the launch of Pause at a comedy club is the perfect partnership. It's a great way to talk about menopause and skincare.
Rochelle continues to make a difference, and you'll hear her story today on Rolanda On Demand.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
I'm so glad you're listening. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me. And please be sure to subscribe and follow me on social media at Rolanda Watts. I'm on Facebook and IG, Twitter, LinkedIn. You know the drill. But at Rolanda Watts. And listen, I've started a whole brand new YouTube channel. You know, there's the Rolanda Watts YouTube channel. But now I've started the comedy channel. And I hope to share some of my clips, including some of the clips we did on the menopause show called Pause, and you know, and to share the talents and the laughter and joy and humor of some of my fellow comics that I'm meeting along the way. So let's keep laughing about it. Stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening to Rolanda On Demand.
It's road time.
Welcome to Rolanda On Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with hot topics, celebrity interviews, and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda On Demand.
Rochelle, I have bragged about you, and here we are. And I tell you, to talk about menopause, and I'm, you know, we're just saying the word, and it's like some people are cringing right now saying, are they really talking about that? But this has been like the last taboo topic.
That is exactly right. I think it's the last one that remains, and it's one that, you know, some people will say, we're not even sure if we could say the word on television. Can you talk about menopause? Is it a medical condition or is it a stage of life? And that's where we really need to educate people.
Well, what is it? Because, you know, we jokingly say it, and I think it was so wonderful that we were able to laugh about menopause, which, you know, like I said, that was something mom didn't tell us about. But now that it is, I don't know if it's part of the Me Too movement, or is it a medical movement, or is it the holistic movement, or is it just embracing aging and aging well that brings menopause to four now. I mean, I've never heard people talk about it so much. Is it a medical movement or is it a life change movement?
So this really is a life stage, and in no way is menopause a medical condition. It's not something that you're going to die from, for example. We might think we are sometimes.
I was about to say, have you had one of those heat flashes?
I definitely have. But it's not like, you know, having a heart condition. It's not like having an illness that requires medication to cure. This is a life stage. It's just like when we went through through puberty. Mm-hmm. So it's important that people understand that. And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do with Pause Well Aging, well, a few things. So we want to help educate people. We want to help provide some modern resources in a safe place where people can go, come to our website, feel like they're part of a community, learn about menopause, things that no one is talking about, and maybe you're even afraid to ask, and hopefully we're asking those questions. And then also provide some tools if, in fact, you want to, you know, deal with, for example, physiological skin changes that happen with menopause. I wanted to provide some tools to help deal with that loss of collagen and loss of elasticity. So that's where our products come in.
Well, let's talk about some of that, because you deal with the three stages of menopause. You know, and a lot of people don't even know that there are three stages to this. And this is basically that time in life that starts. It could start in your 40s. I know it hit me in my 50s. We're going to talk about where were you when you had your first flash. But this is something that could affect women before 50. But I know that I still get an occasional flash now 10 years later. So let's talk about what are some of the symptoms. And I'm funny how we laughed about this. We talk about muffin top, and I said, I haven't eaten a muffin in my entire life, and now I got to live with this thing.
That's right.
Bodies change. They kind of defy us.
That's true. So you mentioned the three stages. The first stage is called perimenopause, and this is really where we're the most symptomatic. So when we think about things like hot flashes, brain fog, and really acne, the start of those skin changes I mentioned, this is where we see those symptoms the most. And this, on average, starts for women around age 45 and can last for 7 to 10 years before you're in full-on menopause. And full-on menopause, believe it or not, it's when you go 12 full months without having your period. That very next day is when you're in menopause. And the next day, after you've gone those 12 months, you're now postmenopausal for the rest of your life.
Well, you know something, it blows me away when I hear people having babies. I'm like, do I still know people who have babies and periods?
I know.
I tell you, I haven't been there in 10 years. But you know, when you understand what's happening to your body, and thank God that we're talking about it now, so we also have products to deal with it. You know, one of the things that I love, your Pause products, and I love how you say well aging, you know. It's not anti-aging, but well-aging. That's a whole different approach as well.
That's right. I come from the beauty industry, and I've been one of those people who've talked about anti-aging for much too long. And, you know, when I realized what I was going through and the fact that I was perimenopausal, and I really started thinking about a lot of things and hearing this word anti-aging, and when you start to dissect that, it's so negative. It's, you know, what do you mean anti-aging? We don't ever want to age. We're against aging is what that means. And so I decided I didn't want to have anything to do with that. I wanted to create this movement around well aging, aging well the way we want to and on our terms. And so if that means we want to employ some tools from our toolbox to help us, great. And if not, that's great too. So we went ahead and trademarked well aging. So we actually own that term, and I'm hoping that that we'll start to see a lot of people using it.
Well, you came out with these three products under Pause, and I really like the one that when you have a hot flash, you just spray it. It's almost like eucalyptus, and it's fabulous. You think you're in an instant spa.
Yeah.
Your collagen-boosting moisturizer, we can all use that because our skin does dry out, and it does loosen up a little bit there. So this is actually going to help me build collagen in my skin.
That's right. So like you said, we introduced three products. One, the hot flash cooling mist is just what it says. It's for when you're experiencing that hot flash or just when you're hot. So we're kind of having this moment where this is becoming a cult product where men are catching on to the fact that we can help cool them down too.
Do they have menopause?
Well, there is menopause, but there's also just, you know, when you're working out, when you're racing to a meeting across the city, when you're about to public speak and, you know, you get nervous about that, spraying this mist, you can spray it as many times as you want to. It will cool you down for at least 20 minutes. It keeps cooling. It helps to reduce redness, and it also mattifies that sweat. So it's an amazing just sort of rescue product.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
If you are interested in the products that Rochelle is talking about, like that cooling mist when you have the next flash or that collagen boosting moisturizer, go over to pausewellaging.com. And just for Rolanda On Demand listeners, you can get 15% off. Yeah, Rochelle is offering us 15% off. Just use our special code Rolanda15. This will be a good way to get you to spell my name correctly. R-O-L-O-N-D-A and the number 15. Rolanda 15 gets you 15% off of the PauseWellAging.com products. PauseWellAging.com.
C-Suite Radio.
It's Row Time.
Welcome back to Rolanda On Demand.
Yeah, I tell you, there's nothing worse. And that was when I had my first flash. I'm going to ask you about your first flash in a bit too, Ro. But yeah. I'm calling Rochelle Ro, the Ro and Ro show here. But I just remember my first flash was in a meeting. And that's where you're not supposed to let anybody see you sweat. And that's you're right. Supposed to be youthful in Hollywood meetings. And I busted out in the sweat and was hoping this man didn't see it. But the damage I left on that man's couch with that wet spot in the back where my back was under all this hair I had on, I was like, this is something. I had sprayed that mist before I had gone in. Just 10 minutes before I'd gone in, it might have been a different story.
Yeah. And especially when you're having your first one, you think about, am I okay? Am I
just, yeah.
What's happening to me? Because nobody's warned you about what's going to happen. And for me, I was in a car. I was driving to the beach. I happened to be in Santa Monica at the time. And I thought that the air conditioning was broken on the car. And I was about to start swearing and complaining. And it just dawned on me that I was having my first hot flash. And in that moment, literally in a flash, was when Pause was born. And I decided I had to create this company.
Then you created the company from a hot flash.
I did. I really did. I got to the beach and I was with my wife. And in that moment, I started talking a mile a minute and said, I think that there's a business here from this hot flash. And I, you know, as I say, coming from the beauty industry, I knew there were no companies out there speaking to women like us who were dealing with three stages of menopause and in beauty. Because, you know, for whatever reason, beauty industry thinks it's just not sexy anymore once you start to go through menopause. And I disagree. And so in that moment, it took 2 years to launch the company, but I knew what I wanted to do and I knew what I had to do. And I just set off to do it.
Right. And I think all of us as comedians really appreciated the freedom to be able to, you know, we were women of a certain age and we got to talk freely about it and make jokes about it. And the audience was just really into it. I think it's a new point of discussion and discovery. And it's also very, very freeing to be able to speak. Because I think also, Ro, we're dealing with the whole aspect of diversity in some ways here too. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the youth and, you know, the millennials may be hiring us at one point. I don't want them to be scared because I start sweating. But seriously, it, you know, I think that these are things that need to be taken into account as well when we consider people who may be over 50 in our workplaces.
So there's that, which is incredibly important for sure. And we do address that in our website on some blogs and how to survive menopause at work. But also for people that are younger, just to know what to expect. I mean, you remember when you got your period the first time and maybe your mom sat you down and probably even handed you a pamphlet.
No, my mom just put a Kotex on my bed and left. She didn't want to talk about that either.
Okay. Well, some of us got pamphlets and talks. But right. With menopause, there is no pamphlet and no talk for sure.
No pamphlet, no talk. That's for true. So you just gotta laugh. And
that's
let's
exactly
take a break
right.
And listen to some of the hilarious jokes. You know, what was pain was wonderful laughter as we talked about menopause on stage at Caroline's on Broadway. Check this
that's
out.
That's right.
Woo! Menopause. Hate it. Let me tell you something. I used to walk down the street when I was young, like in my 20s, and I would see these women who were older, but they looked pregnant. And I was like, oh, what's going on there? And now I'm one of those fucking women, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Rolanda Watts. Man, I am so happy to be here talking about some grown-ass topic like menopause. I have to tell you, I know that bitch all too well. You see your grandmother for the holiday. She's like, hey, baby. That bitch forgot your name. That's menopause.
It started this morning. I went to the gynecologist. Nothing was wrong. I just felt the need to open up to someone.
I don't want to be a cougar. I don't need some young, hot guy named Chad coming up to me, touching my belly fat, going, what's this? Pain, covered by affordable treats and wine from Trader Joe's.
He said to me, I don't understand this menopause stuff with you. It's like, you know, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. It's like you're two different women. Oh, aren't you lucky? It's a threesome for you every night.
So anyway, I'm in the menopause for like 4,000-7,000 years. I swear to God. I swear, the sweating, it's like somebody put a firecracker up your ass. Am I right? Your body is soaking wet. Your vagina, bone dry. If you want to have sex, you got to get moisture from your forehead and put it here. Anyway, thank you guys for coming out and supporting us.
The show was amazing.
That show shed new light that I didn't realize.
I think I have more to come.
That was such a fantastic show. And I mean, who launches a beauty line at a comedy club? It was going to be better. And I was so happy to have you as a part of that show. It was just tremendous.
Well, listen, I was so honored. And to be a hired hand, a hired comedian is a wonderful thing. But it was a great show. People had a great time. And I do love how it's part of the beauty industry. You also have a wonderful instrument that helps us with our saggy skin. And you've got some new products coming out.
That's right. So our approach to skincare is from the outside in and also the inside out. So you mentioned our collagen boosting moisturizer, which is a key staple to any beauty regimen, right? We need a good moisturizer. And that's how we really get to that tissue quality outside working inward. But working inside out, so we developed a fascia-stimulating tool because fascia is this connective tissue that runs through our body, and it's where the cells live that produce collagen. And as we start to age, those cells slow down and eventually go to sleep. They just get tired and stop producing collagen, but they're still there. And so we designed this tool, and I keep saying we because it was designed in conjunction with a doctor of physical therapy who's a tissue and mobility specialist. And we developed it in such a way that the edge is beveled so that you don't need to use a lot of pressure when you're using this tool. And the idea is that we're stimulating fibroblasts. We're waking them up so they can start producing collagen again. We're also improving vascularity and blood flow and overall tissue quality and health. So we've got some videos on our website, which is Pause Well Aging. That's just one word, P-A-U-S-E, wellaging.com. October, November timeframe, we're going to launch some cleansing products. We have a cream cleanser and a micellar water. And for anyone who doesn't know what a micellar water is, because I really didn't. And
I was about to ask you. I don't know. Is that somebody's name?
Yeah, no. It is not somebody's name, but it's this treatment product that is like this miracle product. It's a 4-in-1 in our case. So it's a makeup remover. It's a toner. It can be used for a double cleanse, but then it's also a treatment product because it includes our proprietary pause complex, which is has been formulated to address that the loss of collagen, loss of elasticity, loss of radiance that we're dealing with as a result of going through menopause. So it's an amazing product. And then, of course, a cream cleanser. It's going to come in a tube, so you could just keep it in your shower. And tremendous, tremendous products. In January, we'll then have a few more launches coming too. And one is going to be this revolutionary eye product that I could not be more excited about. If anyone suffers from dark circles, this will be the product for you.
Wow. Well, these are all the symptoms. I tell you, the irritability, the can't sleep at night, the hot flashes, it's all natural and part of the progression of being a woman. But now it's so exciting to know that there's a community and there's some products to help us through. And Ro, thank you so much.
You know, if nothing else, hopefully we can help a few ladies out there navigate this time a little bit easier.
Okay. Rochelle Weitzner, thanks for being with us. And pause and check out those products online.
Thank you for listening to C-Suite Radio, turning the volume up on business.
If you are interested in the products that Rochelle is talking about, like that cooling mist when you have the next flash or that collagen boosting moisturizer, go over to pausewellaging.com. And just for Rolanda On Demand listeners, you can get 15% off. Yeah, Rochelle is offering us 15% off. Just use our special code Rolanda15. This will be a good way to get you to spell my name correctly. R-O-L-O-N-D-A and the number 15. Rolanda 15 gets you 15% off of the PauseWellAging.com products. PauseWellAging.com. Get over there and get some of your products now.
C-Suite Radio.
Now go out there and do something good.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.